Time to check in with Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch for our weekly City Hall update. Hi, Mayor.
Good morning, Joe.
Kind of a crummy one.
Yeah, it's that time of year. Expect it.
Let's just hope we don't have another April Fool's blizzard like we had many years ago.
Nothing on the horizon.
No.
That's a memorable one for me when I was the park commissioner. We had trees down everywhere.
That was a mess.
It was crazy.
3 days later, it was all gone.
Yeah. Well, and the damage of the trees lasted for weeks.
Yes.
We're picking up limbs and trees literally for weeks.
Yes, indeed.
Crazy.
Yeah. So, could be a lot worse for sure.
Absolutely.
You are already at work in your office this morning. What's going on?
Looking out the window here as I speak to you, the Hancock Adams Common. A couple of weeks, we'll be putting the fountains back on. Things will be greening up, so look forward to that. I know, we've been putting the summary together of the ENC meeting that was had at Central a couple weeks back. And very interesting. We got about 1,600 different comments from the 382 people that attended. So it was interesting putting it through. And the biggest surprise I saw was somebody who suggested we put a casino there, which I thought was fascinating. I think that people would go out of their minds if there was ever a talk of something like that, rightfully so. But you had everything in between. There's a couple of people that put we should move North Quincy High School to that campus. I appreciate all the comments, but many of them, just fiscally wouldn't be possible or for other reasons. But it seemed to be a general support on the city taking it and controlling the land. We've had a lot of people interested in keeping the Cove Center, a lot of people interested in keeping the library. Some people suggested build single-family homes. Some people suggested senior housing. It goes on and on. But the feeling, it seems, in general, is that the city should take it, control it, and do some good things with it.
Could the Cove Center be used as a performing arts center as opposed to bringing it downtown?
Now, they're two different animals, Joe. The Cove Center, first of all, the Performing Arts Center we're talking in Quincy Center would have some community use, but we're also talking about a lot of professional shows. So you might have that programmed 4 or 5 nights a week, and the facility would be larger. I just don't think you'd pull that off in a neighborhood, programming that 4 or 5 times a week, the traffic coming through the neighborhood. I don't think that would be acceptable at all. I do think that, we've got theatrical groups, we've got a number of dance groups that would be interested in using the Cove for practice facilities or even their own little shows and so forth. The Performing Arts Center for Quincy Center is a different animal, though we would try to book and allow some community use for it, for sure. But I think that we probably could accommodate both of them, truly.
Okay, all right. So what is the next step now?
The next step is we'll meet with the folks that have been involved in this. We'll discuss some of those. I just mentioned a couple, but I haven't read the whole list of the 1,600. We'll go through all of that, probably wean it down, come up with a general plan. I don't think we'll have a plan completed by the time we make the decision to buy it. That would happen quicker, and you got to control it before you can do anything with it. So my guess is within a month we'll be going to City Council for approval to purchase the property. And I'm sure there'll be a number of questions about what we're going to do with it. And we'll certainly give some parameters at that point. We won't have it all resolved right away. There's still a lot of things to talk about. There's 14 single-family homes. What kind of shape are they in? Do we do some kind of a first-time home buyer program? Do they need a lot of work? Are any of them in the way in a floodplain? There's still a lot of engineering and design work to do to see what could be under the existing, both the zoning as well as the environmental reviews that it would take in some of those areas, So, you get a couple little marshlands that are part of this purchase as well. We'd like to do wetland restoration projects. And not only is that more productive for the habitat, but we want it to be more productive in holding water to save those neighborhoods some of that. That's a low-lying area. We've got some streets that struggle with some flooding issues, so if we can accomplish fixing some of those things as well as developing the site, and not overdeveloping it, but developing it as we've talked about, I think it could be a win-win.
So is the city looking to purchase the entire property, Mayor?
Yes.
Okay. But some of it would not be developable, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. Has an offer been made? Has the city made an offer?
We're in negotiation, so we've been back and forth, and I expect we'll have, I hate to put timelines on things because I don't know, but I do expect it'll be timely because I think they are in a position where they, they owe money on the property. I don't want to call it a mortgage, but they have debt against the property that they'd like to get squared away. So for that reason, I think they're going to be efficient. So we've been back and forth, and we're almost there, but it always comes down to the details, right, the language and stuff. So we'll hopefully within the next week or so, we'll have a better handle.
Has the appraisal been completed?
Appraisal has been completed, and that information has been shared with ENC along with our offer. So
okay.
Just waiting for that to be finalized, if you will.
Sure, yeah. Would 55 and over housing still possibly be part of the plan?
That's still on the discussion table. Okay. Absolutely. Yep, for sure.
And are you still accepting comments from the public about the future of that site?
Yeah, I think there's still been some coming in through the website.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I've gotten last couple of days, some emails from people suggesting certain things. And I think many of them have already submitted it, but they want to make sure I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
So they resubmitted it to me at the office here. So, we'll continue to take comments, suggestions. We'll answer any questions along the way, for sure.
Yeah. Do you anticipate other community meetings like the one you had at Central?
Well, I think when we get to the point of coming up with a general master plan for it, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, as I said at the beginning, there'll be folks that will be happy. There'll be folks that may be disappointed that want certain things. We can't make everybody happy with this. It's just, as you know, in life, it's impossible. But at the end of the day, we'd like to have something on that site that will not be detrimental to the neighborhood, number one. Number two is, as we've talked about, doing some things with the property to help the existing flooding issues. And number three is providing some, whether it's the Cove Center for local theatrical and dance groups, whether the library becomes a new branch library, whether we do 55 and over, whether we do a first-time home buy, you know, all those things will be on the table. I expect that some of those buildings, a number of the buildings that are on the site, probably would come down, Joe. I think there's some worth saving. I think there's a number that are not worth saving. So I wouldn't mind expanding the little arboretum that is there as well. And that's certainly open to the neighborhood for people to enjoy. So, you know, think in the back of our minds, we got a rough idea how we'll sketch it out.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate all the input from the neighborhood, that's for sure. And I got a lot of great comments just on having the meeting. People were happy, you know. There haven't been a lot of type meetings like that since COVID, so nice to get back on the swing of it.
Yeah, I remember you did. I was almost on a monthly basis, yes. It was good to see that happen again, for sure. Are you able to talk more about the potential financing for the property?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we'll put a package together for the city council, if we are going to purchase it, and that's number one.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that, depending on what we do with the property, what will that cost, and will a private developer be involved, will we use other funding sources, other grant monies, et cetera, mm-hmm. et cetera. So we'll, one step at a time. So.
Sure. Very good.
Complicated.
That's probably, at least in that section of the city, the largest undeveloped piece of property, right, in the Wollaston area.
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, we're a built-out city, Joe, so there are many opportunities. You can get 20-plus acres in the heart of a neighborhood, you know.
Sure. All right. I know this morning, Mayor, you'll be attending the Saving by Shaving fundraiser to raise money for Children's Hospital this year.
I will be attending, and I will be coming back and coming out of there a little bit lighter. It's that annual buzz cut. My mother used to hate it. My wife hates it. My daughter hates it. But it's a good cause.
Yeah.
And happy to participate with Rob Hale and all the good work that he does for cancer research. What a philanthropist he has been and continues to be.
Yeah, so from pictures from today on forward, we look a little different.
Yeah, enjoy it, folks.
Thanks for your time, Mayor.
Have a good day, Joe.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's Mayor Thomas Cook, our weekly City Hall update here on AM Quincy.